Today you sort of threw the gauntlet down, didn't you, when we're talking about the needs, the demand for infrastructure investment far beyond Connecticut, but throughout our whole nation. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, I'm very much frightened by this reversal that some people are trying to bring about in the United States, as if we don't have an obligation to leave this infrastructure in better shape for the time that we've used it. And I'm looking at the discussion of disinvestment in infrastructure, transportation, and education. That really is quite bothersome and ultimately would make Connecticut, my state, or the region, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, or the country, less competitive. And that just can't be tolerated. So somebody's got to raise their voice about the level of investment that is needed to sustain current infrastructure, and then really to go beyond, well beyond that, the state of the infrastructure today.
How do we change the conversation so that we talk about the opportunities created by infrastructure investment as opposed to the challenges of financing?
I think we have to engage on a daily basis. We can't allow things to be said about infrastructure investment which simply are untrue. The other side likes to say things that are untrue, that projects are too expensive, or that they won't have the kinds of return that you want them to have. I can guarantee you that if we don't invest in infrastructure, then we're going to lose. And the best way to remain competitive is to make the kinds of investments that unfortunately some states and our national government may be turning away from. So I'm prepared to raise my voice on the subject. Hopefully there are a few others out there.
One of the barriers has been the lack of engagement, the lack of civic engagement, the lack of a national American dialogue, which has been our history regarding healthcare and education and so much more.
Well, you know, I just completed 17 town hall style meetings across the state of Connecticut to explain my budget. And I am convinced that the democracy is alive and well, but people need to be invited to the table or to the hall to have those kinds of discussions. And then we need to lead those discussions and explain why infrastructure investment and education investment are the only things that will pay off in the long run.